You're listening to SBS News.
Nearly 2 years have passed since 21-year-old Sara Zelenak's life ended in a violent terror attack on London Bridge. It's just a short walk from the Old Bailey, where the inquest into the incident is now underway. The opening day allowed her parents to tell the coroner how much their daughter meant to them. Julie Wallace is her mother.
She loved life. She smiled with her eyes. She only ever saw the good in everyone. She just had so much unconditional love in her heart. And I'm just following. I'm just the messenger. And she's telling me, guiding me what to do. She's in my heart.
The three attackers had driven a rental van into pedestrians on London Bridge, then headed on foot into Borough Market, with 12-inch knives taped to their hands, attacking indiscriminately. Miss Zelenak had been walking with a friend when the attack began. She heard the truck crash and took a few steps back to see what had happened, only to be met by the attackers. She was stabbed multiple times. South Australian nurse Kirsty Bowden had been enjoying a night out with friends when she heard the initial collision. Her immediate response was to run towards the scene to offer assistance. But that put the 28-year-old in the terrorist's path. After being attacked, she ran into a nearby alley to try and escape. It was there she died of her injuries. Her partner, James Hodder, told the coroner,
Kirsty was so brave. We already knew that. Her actions that night do not surprise anyone who knew her. They were an extension of how she lived her life. We're so unspeakably proud of her, and not a day goes by where we're not in awe of her bravery.
Every grieving relative had a heartbreaking story to tell. Canadian Chrissy Archibald had kissed her fiancé on London Bridge and told him she loved him. Seconds later, she was hit by the terrorist's truck. She died in her partner's arms. Leading the inquest is England's chief coroner, Mark Lucraft. The lives of many people were torn apart by what took place in less than 10 minutes of high and terrible drama, he said in his opening address. I hope this process will provide answers to the obvious and understandable questions that the families of those who died will have. He praised the bravery of the first police responders, some of whom were unarmed, as well as the specialist firearms officers who shot and killed the three terrorists. But the overall emergency response will be put under the microscope in the coming weeks. So too will the effectiveness of the British Security Service. Ringleader Kuram Butt had managed to plan and carry out the attack, even though he had long been the target of an MI5 investigation. So far, the inquest has been largely devoted to portraits of the deceased, written and read by those who loved them. Here's Sara Zelenak's mother again.
I just wanted to meet the other... I want to meet the first responders that tried to help Sara and thank them for trying. And I just wanted to meet the other families that had suffered, and I want to tell them what we're doing in Sara's honour. We're opening the Sara Sanctuary Healing Retreat in the UK and in Australia, and I want to offer our services to them.
Soon the focus will turn to what, if anything, could have been done to prevent, or at least reduce, the senseless loss of life. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.